With salmon fishing just a few short months away, the Federal Subsistence Board will consider a special action request to limit king salmon harvest in the Kuskokwim drainage to federally qualified subsistence users. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Stephen Maxey is the tribal administrator for the Nipusqueak Traditional Council, the group that made the request. They're asking for the change because of the anticipated strict king salmon closures.
Well, it'll give hope. All this winter we've been hearing that there's going to be pretty good restrictions, that there won't be much open of opportunity for subsistence fishing for Chinook. And it creates hopelessness for the people.
Federally qualified subsistence users are people who are residents of rural communities and live in a community or an area with a customary and traditional use determination. In this case, they must live in the Kuskokwim River Fishery Management Area. Maxey says that people here are the ones whose livelihood depends on king salmon.
We don't need people coming in from the big cities or from the state coming in to participate, because during these conservation measures, we should focus on local people to harvest our Chinook. We'll share it, but we need it. We want to try this.
The tribe also wants to have what's known as a Section 804 analysis, named for the portion of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, that can determine how to restrict the resource further among subsistence users. It depends on three criteria: customary and direct dependence of king salmon as a mainstay of livelihood, plus local residency, and the availability of alternative resources. The proposal will first go to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council for a recommendation. The Federal Subsistence Board can then take up the request. The Office of Subsistence Management is currently analyzing the proposal with partner agencies. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.